Hey, this is Keith and the girl. There was another school shooting in Minnesota. 9 kids are dead. But that's sad news, and we're a comedy show, so we got the Pat O'Brien sex tapes.
Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
That is beautiful.
Yay!
Professional.
Oh, yeah.
So you heard of this on the morning radio shows?
Morning radio show. No, you were with me for morning radio, so I don't know where I heard it from. I heard it like a day or two ago. So,
but they can't play the real stuff. And somebody sent me the actual Pat O'Brien tapes. The guy from
I thought you were talking about the shooting. Yeah,
oh,
I heard,
I'm over that.
Yeah, I heard that on the afternoon show.
All right, the Pat O'Brien from Entertainment Tonight, the older guy. Then he moved on, did his own show, The Insider. I feared he wasn't making enough money. All of a sudden, turns himself into drink rehab.
Into you know what? I don't really know all
his
history. So
into it? No, just now. Just now, it's the news. He's
really?
In rehab now.
Oh, that I don't know.
And then you find out why, and it's because this came out. Now, it'll get a lot louder, and he gets into it. You just hear him whispering. And but he's the guy with the mustache, the older guy. Do you know who I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about.
Just, you figure, like...
All the straightest people on TV are just, like, crazy nymphos.
Which you must think. You know, you go to all these Hollywood parties, and you're like, I'm kicking it with Tom Cruise backstage.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if you're on entertainment television and you give a shit about where Tom Cruise is going to be, you know, or how hot What's-Her-Face's wardrobe is, I guess you care about hobnobbing and whatever with celebrities. So there's some kind of, top layer on that.
And also, to even get through a show like that, you got to be fucking hammered.
That's how you usually are when you
That's
watch.
Why I always love the show. People call me queer. I'm drunk and it's funny.
To copy this message to another person, press 6. To delete this message and go to the next, press 7. To keep the saved message.
Sunday, that wasn't 7.
7:09 p.m.
He said, I want my girlfriend to eat.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
I got to tell you, after
let's
all
get
this,
it.
After all this, I got to tell you what I heard about it.
Guys.
Just specific, and I want to hear the part. I just want to hear it through and then talk about it.
So fucking hot. Please leave me a voicemail. Go to the bathroom and leave me a voicemail. Bye.
So I'm thinking, where is he?
Okay,
the
so
office?
This is what I had. He's not in the office. This is what I heard. Is that he's at a club, right? And every time his girlfriend goes to the bathroom, he's hitting on this other girl. And then he goes to the bathroom to leave her voice messages. And so later on, you're going to hear him go, if you're into it, signal
give me a
some
wink,
kind of, yeah,
shit,
something like
head.
That.
Where'd you hear this? Who said
Wendy Williams.
How'd she have that? She thought of it?
It was somebody that was in the club, called up or something, or whoever gave her the tape. Is the one that supplied her with that information because they were at the club at the time. Every time his girlfriend, this is so funny, I just heard it. Every time his girlfriend went to the bathroom, he went over and started hitting on this girl. And I think what had happened is she gave him the phone, her phone number, and so he would just keep going to the bathroom and calling her and leaving her these messages. And that's why I think he's saying, I want my girlfriend to eat you and things like
but
that.
But he keeps calling, and you hear like it takes like an hour or two, all these messages. Like, I just pictured him, like, at home, like, you know, half jerking it.
You know what, though? If you're Pat O'Brien, you're randomly meeting a person, you're leaving this explicit of a message.
And then I don't understand why he would go to rehab, though. Like, why? Say it's a voice impersonator.